State Senators Jim Holprin and Bob Wirch held on to defeat GOP challengers in the last of the recall elections. The recall this week was spurred by Senate Democrats leaving the state to stall a bill limiting public workers' collective bargaining, something Holprin says the voters affirmed Tuesday night.
That decision was more of a good one than a bad one, and the voters are agreeing that that legislation should have been slowed down, that it should have received more consideration.
In a statement, Holprin's challenger, Kim Simak, thanked supporters, saying, quote, "There was an unbelievable amount of energy and enthusiasm here, and I hope Jim Holprin remembers that above all, he is accountable to all the voters of this district." The other Democrat to survive recall, Bob Wirch, says the election shows that people want their legislators to work together.
We have to respect each other, understand that it's give and take, negotiate hard, shake hands, and go on. And hopefully we can get back to that in this state. Respect for each other, negotiate, and, you know, not try and destroy unions. I mean, that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Wirch's challenger Jonathan Steets says he believes while he did not prevail at the polls, his message was heard.
Your voice was heard. There's no doubt about it. Our voice was heard in this district, and I think we sent a clear message that we expect our representatives to act a certain way. And there's going to be consequences if they don't. And so I hope you take a lot of comfort in that. And I again, appreciate all your support and all your help through this whole effort.
Democrats picked up two seats last week in recalls against six Republican state senators, spurred by the GOP lawmakers' support of the collective bargaining bill. Republicans now hold a slim one-vote majority in the Senate, giving Republicans more optimism in the ability to affect legislation. Although a number of big measures have already passed, including the new state budget, the move to limit collective bargaining, and voter ID. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.